This is program number LW2531. Well, did you hear about the fellow who told his friend one day that he had a great way to study the Bible? Hi, this is Larry West. He said, all I do is open the Bible, close my eyes, lay my finger somewhere on the page, then I open my eyes to see what God has to say to me. The friend said, I want to see you do it. So he did. He opened the Bible, closed his eyes, laid his finger down, and then he looked, and here's what he read. And Judas went out and hanged himself. Well, he couldn't figure out what it was to mean to him, so he said, I'll try it again. He closed it, opened it up, laid his finger down, opened his eyes, and then he read, Go thou and do likewise. Well, he just couldn't believe his eyes. Surely God wasn't saying to him that he ought to go out and hang himself, so he said, I'll try it again. He closed the book, opened it, and his eyes fell on these words, Make haste and get thee quickly out. There's one fellow who ought to get the facts before he jumps to a conclusion, right? That reminds me of the man who was running for the ferry boat one day, and as he came dashing up to the pier, out of breath, he noticed that the boat was just about 6 feet out. With an extra spurt of energy, he jumped. He made it, flat on his face. The captain looked startled and asked him, What's the hurry, buddy? We're coming in, anyway. Well, the point is, if you're going to jump, don't jump to conclusions. Get the facts first. In Winchester, England, during the famous Battle of Waterloo, the story was that if Napoleon could have defeated the Duke of Wellington, there would have been a dismal future for the people. So as the Battle of Waterloo was being fought, naturally everyone was vitally interested. Now, since there was no such thing as a telegraph system in those days, a sail ship was to semaphore the news to a signalman on top of Winchester Cathedral. He then, in turn, signaled to another man on a hill, and thus the news of the battle was to be relayed by hand semaphore from station to station to London and all across England. Well, when the ship came, the signalman on board semaphored the first word, Wellington. The next word was defeated, and then something happened. Fog set in and enveloped the ship. No one could see it. The message they had was, Wellington defeated. And the news spread across England like a furious prairie fire. Great gloom and despair fell over the whole countryside. Well, after about 2 or 3 hours, the fog finally lifted and the signal came again. Here were the first two words, Wellington defeated. And then the message continued, The enemy. Wellington defeated the enemy? Well, that changed everything. Wellington defeated the enemy. Napoleon had been crushed. England was free. But that wasn't the message they got at first. Before they got the facts, they jumped to the conclusion. You know, there was a day 20 centuries ago when gloom filled the air. The word got out that they had laid Jesus Christ in a tomb which had been hewn out of a rock, and they rolled a stone against the door of it. The message was, and it too consisted of just two words, Jesus defeated. There he had proclaimed himself as God's own son, the King of the Jews. For 3.5 years he proclaimed it. He had been the leader of thousands, promising them victory. At least that's what they all had heard. Now he was dead, dead and buried. Jesus defeated. But the fog lifted 3 days later. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. The grave didn't keep him. It was victory, just as he had promised. And now the message read, Jesus defeated the enemy. Those who had misread the facts 3 days before had jumped to a wrong conclusion. Jesus had to die to bring that victory. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Get the facts before you jump to a conclusion. I've written a pamphlet that discusses the facts of what the Bible calls the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a short little pamphlet, one I think you'll enjoy reading, and it's yours free for the asking. It's called, What is the Gospel? Why don't you let me send it to you? What is the Gospel? Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.